Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. My guest this week is Stephanie Tucker. Steph is the department's fur bearer biologist. Steph, regulations have been signed. The proclamation's been signed for the fur bearer season. There are a few notable changes.
Right. Few changes in both the mountain lion regulations, kind of how the season structure is set up, as well as night hunting of coyotes and fox.
Okay, let's go over each species individually. I want to start with one of our newer opportunities, and that's the fisher season.
Right. So we have a trapping only season for fishers in North Dakota. The season for trapping this year will be very similar to the last couple years. It's a 1 week season. It starts the Monday after deer gun season closes. And so it runs for 7 days. It's a bag limit of one fisher per trapper. They have to notify the department once they tag a fisher, once they trap a fisher, so that we can properly tag it with the right tags.
Now, there used to be a cap on the number that could be taken, but now there's not.
Right. When we first opened the fisher trapping season, we didn't know how many fishers were going to be taken per day or how aggressively trappers were going to go after fishers. And so we were pretty conservative, and we started with a harvest limit. And that gave us, after doing a harvest limit for a few years, it gave us an idea of how many fishers are going to be trapped on average per day when a season is open, and how many trappers are going to be involved in that season. And then after we got an idea of that for a few years, we were able to remove the harvest limit and just use season length to limit the number of fishers that are taken each year. So now we have a 1 week season. There's generally somewhere around 35 fishers taken per year during that 1 week season. And that's keeping our population pretty stable. So we're sticking with the season structure as it has been for the last few years.
How about other fur bearers, muskrats for sake of example?
Right, no regulation changes for muskrats this year. Muskrat populations are gonna be similar this year as they were to last year. Our spring surveys showed that pretty decent muskrat numbers. They're starting to come back after a few low years a few years ago. And this summer, if there was good reproduction, there's the potential to be more muskrats on the landscape this year than there was last year. But I think trappers can expect to see about the same number of muskrats this year as there was last year.
One of the more popular fur bearers that at least gets hunted in the state are coyotes.
Absolutely. Coyotes are our most valuable fur bearer in the state right now, and so that gets a lot of interest. They're also one of the most challenging both to trap and hunt. And so there are some changes this year to our hunting of coyotes, and it's particularly our night hunting season, which again starts in late November after deer rifle season closes. And now this year, for the first year ever, hunters will be able to use night vision or infrared technology to hunt coyotes or fox at night during that night hunting season.
Okay, any other changes to the coyote regulations?
Nope. No, otherwise they're the same.
All right. Everybody seems like they're interested in the mountain lion seasons, of course, and there was some tweaking, if you will, with the mountain lion regulations.
Right. So most notable, people noticed that the overall harvest limit was lowered this year from 21 to 15. It's still split between sort of an early season and a late season, with really the only difference between those two seasons being that in the late season, you can use hounds to pursue mountain lions, whereas you cannot in the early season. The late season quota is 7. Again, similar to last year, the early season quota was lowered to 8. Different also this year in that if the early season harvest limit of 8 is not met before the last day of the season, there's a potential for that season to carry over after the late season closes and open back up. So essentially, there's mountain lions that have not been filled yet for that harvest limit in the early season. Once the late season closes, those 7 mountain lions are taken, there's a potential for that early season to open back up, and we're calling that a carryover season. And so say there was only 5 mountain lions taken in the early season. After the late season closes, the early carryover season will open back up, and there'll be a potential for 3 more mountain lions to be taken in that carryover season.
You've got a really good handle on the mountain lion populations, and it stems from the study that you've been doing. You've been radio collaring, things like that. Tell me about that.
Right. We've been doing active mountain lion research since 2011. And so we're in our 5th year of mountain lion research. We're just wrapping up our second phase of research. We've been radio collaring and tagging mountain lions. We've tagged and radio collared Well, we've tagged 40 mountain lions since we started doing research and radio collared about half of those. We're following them around to see where they're moving, how big of a home range they have, when they die, what are they dying from, and then also what they're eating. And so we've learned a lot about mountain lions here in North Dakota in the past 5 years, and we're getting ready to wrap up that research next year.
All right, Steph, thanks.
You're welcome.
There are a number of hunting seasons opening in the next month and a half or so. First off, the early Canada goose season opens Monday, August 15th. Dove season opens on Thursday, September 1st. And the archery, deer and pronghorn, and the mountain lion seasons all open on Friday, September 2nd. The season for grouse and partridge opens on Saturday, September 10th, and the annual youth deer season opens September 16th. Youth waterfowl season is set for September 17th, and the early waterfowl season for residents only opens Saturday, September 24th, while the regular waterfowl season and the youth pheasant season open Saturday, October 1st. Pronghorn firearm season is set to begin on Friday, September 30th, and the pheasant season in North Dakota opens on Saturday, October 8th. For Stephanie Tucker and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.